We're back, and our friend Johnny Jed is with us. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Roy.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific now that you're on.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
I see that you did this fantastic Da Vinci Code movie tour.
How about that, huh?
I mean, that's really hot. I mean, when I saw that, I said, first of all, this Italian-American guy, here he is overdoing this Da Vinci Code thing, traveling all of these great places. What could be cooler than that?
I don't know. Maybe hanging out at the Hugh Hefner's house.
Well, I don't know, but there was a couple of photos that I saw on your website that looked kind of interesting. I don't know about, I think it was from the... a couple of gals from this new show, the
Amazing Race.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm always trying to outdo Hugh.
Oh, get out of town. Well, I shouldn't say that. You are out of town most of the time. All right, so let's start off with this thing. You were invited to go on this Da Vinci Code movie tour by the French Tourist Office and also visit Britain, visit Scotland, and Rail Europe. I don't know how they all find you, except they must be listening to your broadcast and reading
the
news.
They told me they heard about me through Roy Lowy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that's probably true, because we do talk to you. We do talk about you a lot. Now, so let's take it from there. So off you go. You left from...
I had to go from Newark.
Yeah,
so instead of going right to...
Right.
Instead of just making a long layover in Newark, I just spent a night in Connecticut, which is only 50 miles away. I went and saw my family, friends, and then just jumped back on a... Actually, we flew a 757 to Paris.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, isn't it? Because they have ETOPS authorization now, yeah.
I don't think that's too cool, though. I'd rather not fly a 757. I'd rather be on a 777 or a 767 or an Airbus, you know, a big wide body, but... Hey, beggars can't be choosers, right?
Well, listen, if they're picking up the tab, who cares, right?
That's right. And the planes are packed, and they're going to be packed all summer long, too. So if you're going to buy your tickets to Europe, you better start buying them soon, because...
You think it's going to be a big year this year, huh?
Oh, it's definitely going to be a big year. It's going to be a record year. And prices they are saying right now are going to be about 5% more than they were last year. So I'd buy them early.
All right. So, was your first stop was Paris, and you stayed at the Ritz?
No, I wish I stayed at the Ritz. We went to the Ritz.
Oh, you didn't stay at the Ritz.
No, it was actually sold out because of Fashion Week. But we stayed right down the street at a really nice hotel.
Right.
You know, another 4-star hotel. You know, the Ritz is only 4 stars.
Right.
Because there's no 5 stars in Paris because of tax reasons.
Right.
So actually, the Ritz is a 4-star L, which means lux or luxury.
When I'm in Europe, I kind of some of these stars have a little cloud over them.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, listen, I stay at 1-star sometimes.
Yeah, well, and the ratings are different there than they are here, and maybe even some other countries.
Even the ratings here are different. Like, no one can meet eye to eye on the ratings.
And the 5-diamond award and all of that, you know, by AAA and that sort of
right.
thing. But anyway, let's take it on. So you found this nice little place.
Yep. We stayed at the Hotel La Faubourg.
Right.
Which is right near the American Embassy.
Right.
Guards all around the American Embassy. You know, you're not supposed to take a picture of the American Embassy. I found that out the hard way.
Oh, really? Did they didn't take and smash your camera and pull them?
No,
well, there's no film anymore. So like the old movies, remember, they'd open the camera and tear out the film. But
yeah, no, they're just like, these French guards are like shaking their fingers and yelling at you.
Yeah, well, we can understand. There's an awful lot of nasty stuff happening out there.
There sure is. And anyway, so I did a Da Vinci Code tour walk. That's how you should start off your trip.
Right.
And they're all doing these right now. I did mine through City Walks.
Right.
And the girl was actually an American from Nebraska.
Huh.
Her name is Connie. She's actually going to be on the Today Show, because the Today Show filmed right after we did. And she was awesome. She knew everything about the book and all about Paris. She was there 5 years. So we did a 2-hour walk. It was really cold out, raining, hailing. But it was awesome. You just make sure you have to bring an umbrella or rain gear if you're going to go in the next couple weeks before
right.
the weather starts getting warmer. But and they do it twice a week. Actually, no, they do this one daily, every day, and it's at 10 a.m. right in front of the Ritz. So you just show up. You don't even need to make a reservation.
So walk us through the tour.
So you go. All you do is walk through. You go to the Louvre. You walk to the Louvre, which is not too far away.
Right.
And she points around at all the different places from the outside, and then we walk inside. You don't pay the admissions because that's a whole separate tour. All we're doing is checking out the inverted pyramid, which is supposedly where the Holy Grail was buried.
Right.
But beneath it is a parking lot. So.
Right.
And that, I don't know if you saw the pictures, but the little triangle, the obelisk underneath, not the obelisk, the pyramid underneath the glass pyramid actually moves. You can move it.
Right.
They move it at night to clean the floor.
Well, you know, the Louvre obviously is a great museum, and but it's sometimes referred to as the biggest house of stolen art.
Oh, really?
Well, because over the years, and during the wars, various armies have taken very famous art, and it all ended up not all of it, but a lot of it ended up in the Louvre. And
well, they have 35,000. Over 35,000 works of art.
I know.
It's 8 miles long.
Some of the greatest in the world.
Without a doubt.
If not the, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just, I mean, you could literally spend weeks in this place. But you should take a tour of especially if you're going to do a Da Vinci Code tour. CityRama offers one twice a week. It's 39 euro, which is pretty steep. But it's from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Wednesdays and Fridays. You need to make a reservation. And the woman's like an art history major, and she knows all about the Da Vinci Code, and they'll show you everything. And you also learn, like, in the book. Did you read the book?
No, you know, it's amazing that I haven't read that book. I keep meaning to, but I get so many books to review for the show that I just haven't gotten to it.
I know. I was the same way. I read it the week before. I just kept putting it off. I was like, well, I got to read it before I go. Well,
at least it was all fresh in your mind.
Yeah, no, that was the best way to do it.
Tell us about the bronze medallions.
Well, these are found, there's 135 of them, and they're found all around Paris. They're about the size of a baseball. They're bronze. They're set in the ground, and they used to be the geographic coordinates before Greenwich time, and it was found by a guy named Arago. And actually, they made these bronze things out of the statue that once stood of him. He was a scientist and politician years ago. So you just follow these. It's called the Rose Line in the book, or the Paris Meridian.
And they're baseball sized, you say?
Yeah, they're about a baseball size. And if you look at the video I made or some pictures, you'll see, you'll get a good.
Yeah, I was going to look at the video. It was just taking a little this morning, but it was just taking a little longer than I had to download because it's a 2-minute video. But I'll have a look at it later.
Yeah, I think just because I'd wait a day or something. I think because so many people are hitting it right after I sent it.
Oh, okay, that
could close the server down.
That very well could be.
But so anyway, then that takes you right to the Church of Saint Sulpice, which is a main place in the book. And this is where, I mean, if you don't read the book, it's not going to really make sense to you. But for your listeners, this is where Silas, the Opus Dei monk, went to go. Where he thought the Holy Grail was.
Right.
He was lied to, and anyway. But if you look around, you'll see all these different inaccuracies from the book. I mean, supposedly he took one of the candles from the altar and struck somebody with it, and these things are huge. You could barely lift them. Same thing, and supposedly there was a nun looking on the choir deck, and there's really no there's no choir deck there. It's fun just to go look around and find out, you know, what's accurate and what's not.
Okay, so you go through, and then you take a lunch break.
We did. We went up to the Champs-Élysées, went to the Renault. It's kind of like a showroom, but there's a really good restaurant up top. It's on the second floor, overlooking the showroom and the Champs-Élysées. And it's really not that expensive, even though everything on the Champs-Élysées is triple the price.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you found the price. How did you find the service?
You know, the service was fine.
Was it?
Yeah, nothing. And, you know, the French get a bad rap.
Right.
I mean, yeah, some of them can be, a little snooty and stuff, but it's mostly because Americans walk into their shops or restaurants and they don't say bonjour or, you know,
right.
say, say hello or goodbye. And so just make sure you say those little things, and you won't have a problem. And try and speak a little bit of French, and I can't speak any. I can barely speak English, so.
Oh, that's not true. I mean, we hear you everywhere. Okay, so you had lunch, and
then we did the Louvre tour after.
Right.
But the big thing is that what's really big right now is the Chateau de Valette, which is where 20 chapters of the book took place. And this is a chateau about 35 minutes outside of Paris.
Right.
It was built in 1668. And the woman who owns it is from San Francisco, and I actually met her in Fiji, so I got an inside tour. It was just a coincidence.
Cool.
But there's 18 bedrooms, 21 baths. This thing is plush, 185 acres. And she's just jumping on the bandwagon. She's doing package deals so people can stay there for about $5,000 a week.
Just for a room?
Yeah, for one room. It's per person.
$5,000 per week per person.
Yeah. It's not cheap. She's not even a week. I think it's 5 nights.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And I guess that includes some gourmet food and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it only includes breakfast, but it includes some package deals. I mean, tours like the ones I just mentioned that you can do on your own. And this is only if you have plenty of money to spare. Otherwise, you can just go and do a dinner tour or lunch tour, which is about $200.
Right.
And you get a tour of the place and have a gourmet lunch or dinner. And that's the way to do it.
Now, what about dinner?
A dinner, I like doing the a dinner cruise on the Seine River. There's a couple different companies, Bateau Mouche or Bateau Parisien, and it's about $100 a person. The food's not great, but the atmosphere is amazing. The boats leave around 8:30. You get back at 11, and you go down the Seine River and see everything lit up, especially the Eiffel Tower, and it is amazing.
Now, the highlight of the whole tour.
Well, this is just Paris we talked about. Next week I'm writing about England and Scotland.
Right, okay. So you're going to do this in as you did
in your
newsletter. You're going to take it in sections.
Yep, just three. I just did the French part.
Right.
Next week we're taking the Eurostar to London and then go up to Lincoln, which was probably the highlight.
Right.
This sleepy town that no one ever would have been to probably because they filmed there, which I'll talk about next time.
Right.
It was amazing.
Well, you know, that's maybe what we should do. We should do the Da Vinci Code, Johnny Jett's Da Vinci Code tour, and we can do it in sections. Next week we're doing a special, recorded special, and I think the week after that you're out of town, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm out of town, actually. I'm out of the country for the next few weeks.
Okay.
We'll get back to April 15th.
Yeah, well, let us know that when you'll be back. Maybe we can pick up on that, or of course.
Or I could even call you from wherever I'm going to be.
All right. Well, maybe that's what we can do. We'll stay in touch by email. Johnny,
okay.
A great story. We encourage everyone to go to johnnyjett.com and click on Where's Johnny, and there's some great photographs. It's really a great article and kind of exciting when you can when you can follow the path of. Whether it's a book or a movie, you did a movie one not too long ago, which was kind
of
fun.
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. So we're out of here for now, Johnny. Thanks very much. Very interesting. And JohnnyJett.com. We'll be talking to you later.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now. Johnny Jett, always on the road, travel, good fun, and. I didn't get a chance to read this through thoroughly, but I'm going to do it after the show. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's see. You're listening to Talking Travel live on Travel Talk Radio Network and worldwide at TTRN.com. And you can check our program schedule by going to TTRN.com for the latest guest information. And next week, we're going to bring you a one-hour pre-recorded special of some show segment highlights, which I think you'll find fun. So don't miss it. And until then, this is Roy Lowy saying goodbye for now and happy travels.
You've been listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Visit our website at TTRN.com for complete show archives and interviews with guests like Chris Elliott, Peter Greenberg, Bob Fisher, Johnny Jett, and many other great travel professionals. Don't forget to tune in live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern for more Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends.